On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team travels to Sioux Falls tomorrow to take on the Cougars, newcomer to the NSIC. Starting left tackle, the offensive line, Alonzo Melton with us. Alonzo, you guys a little bit behind the eight ball a little bit last week against Wayne State. Two of your starters go down with an injury. You're going no huddle most of the second half. How confusing, how chaotic was it just trying to get the blocks down in the second half last week because of all that?
It wasn't really too difficult. You know, I'm used to running a 2 minute before. It was just making sure that we all was on the same page on what the play was, and it really wasn't that chaotic. It feels like we got it all down.
All the offensive line calls start with the center. When the center goes down, does the backup center take over, or does somebody with more experience take over on that in that job?
Well, the center, you know, is still always going to be the one to call the fronts and the way we slide. But we have enough older guys on the line that we shouldn't have too many problems figuring it out. You know, don't nothing change. You know, so we shouldn't have too much of a problem figuring it out.
How frustrating is the offensive performance the last couple of weeks of just, as a group, not getting it done to the point where that you guys need to?
You know, it's kind of frustrating because we know that we could play a lot better than what we have. And, you know, we kind of been putting our guys in, like, tough positions to do their jobs. But we know once we put it all together and stop making the mistakes that we make, that we're going to take off. So, you know, it's just as long as we can, you know, keep working hard and trying to figure it out, we should be fine.
Last year, I know the coaching staff was quite honestly trying to find a way to get you on the field a little bit more. In fact, you had to travel with two jerseys, one for an offensive lineman and one for an eligible receiver. Was that fun? Was it challenging? Is it something that you miss this year?
I can't say that I miss it. You know, I enjoy, you know, the position I play on the team now. You know, like, I'm more involved. But, you know, some of the things I did was kind of fun, you know. I can't lie. It was kind of fun.
Hey, everybody dreams of catching touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
With a quarterback like Lance that moves around the pocket a lot, how challenging is it to block for him, not exactly knowing where he's going to be at any particular time?
Actually, for me, it kind of, in my eyes, makes my job easier because I know that, say, if there is no guys open, if I stay with my guy, that he can make a play for us. So, you know, to me, I feel like that's an advantage that we have, that he can move as well as he can. So I always took it as, you know, just stay on my guy and give him as much time as possible because he can turn nothing into something in a second.
Good luck this weekend, Alonzo.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.